There's a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting fucked by a system that threw them overboard 30 fucking years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly shittier jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your fucking retirement money. They want it back. So they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this fucking place. It's a big club and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. By the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hard-working people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hard-working people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich cocksuckers who don't give a fuck about them. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't care about you at all. At all. At all. Yeah. You know? And nobody seems to notice, nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on, the fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant of the big red, white, and blue dick that's being jammed up their assholes every day. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it.
The president tweeted yesterday, "We're in this for as long as it takes, and we're going to rebuild the way the people of Maui want to rebuild." But this viral video is circulating now that appears to show Biden nodding off during a ceremony in Maui. Here is that.
Never met before. We are a community that relies on family.
Warnings, and without any water, the people tried to flee, but they were stopped by the police, who had orders to keep people from escaping.
I said, "What are you doing?" He goes, "Well, I'm under orders to keep them here." And I said, "The fire is right around Safeway. It's going to hit Front Street. You know, these people got to get out of here." And he said, "I'm following orders."
No way.
And I just kept walking. Well, maybe he knows something I don't.
The Maui chief of police was the incident officer at one of the biggest cover-up operations in U.S. history, the 2017 Las Vegas.
Well, while life in West Maui remains uncertain, one thing is for sure. Residents are furious over the local government's response. You see, typically, when there's a fire, you use water to put it out. But Maui's Department of Land and Natural Resources delayed the release of water to landowners to help protect their property from the wildfire. In fact, they even disputed the release of water for hours after the West Maui Land Company made a request to release it. Maui survivors are even telling reporters they had to grab water out of their toilets to fend off the flames.
This is going to be a multi-year recovery. It's going to take essentially years to rebuild Lahaina, which was destroyed. But we will build it back better, and we'll build it back proudly.
Build back better.
Building back better.
Build back better.
We're going to build it back better.
And build it back better.
My plan to build back better.
Hawaii is being usurped by the same billionaires pushing for the World Economic Forum's Great Reset. They have been planning on turning Maui into a testbed for their artificial intelligence smart grid. But the people were in their way, so they burned them out. Maui will either be a major milestone for the ruling class or a line in the sand for we the people. The federal government offers a one-time payment of $700 to each family that has lost their home.
This is my problem with what Biden is doing. Of course, he had no comment. Now he's trying to lean too far the other way with the Maui fires. Horrible tragedy. Obviously, the death toll is now over 100. My hearts go out to those families affected. Okay. To make up for it, former Vice President Joe Biden is now sending a $700 one-time payment to each household affected.
Ah. Oh. $700 whole dollars.
$700 whole dollars. Yeah. Now, $700, it sounds nice. And hey, we're taking care of some of our own citizens. It makes sense. Now, here's the math that you need. So, Ukrainians apparently need the money more because he's committed, former Vice President Biden, over $113 billion to Ukraine and counting. That's over $2,500 per person in Ukraine.
Nick Sartor is a video journalist who's on the ground there in East Palestine, Ohio. He's spoken to business owners and residents of the town. He joins us. Now, Nick, thank you so much for coming on. Makes me feel bad we're not there, but we're glad that you are. What's your... assessment of the town right now?
So what's going on the ground is a little bit different from what you might see in the media. The sentiment from the residents seems to be that they are super annoyed at how the federal government, how the Biden administration in particular, is handling this situation. You have the EPA in particular, they won't talk to any of the residents. You have people that are right up there. I spoke with a small business owner. That was, their business was right in front of where the explosion was. They can't get anything out of the EPA. The federal government came in for a few days, took over their entire business, would not let them in, okay? But also wouldn't talk to them and wouldn't give them a plan, wouldn't tell them anything. And that's exactly how it's going for everybody that's in this town. So they don't know if they're going to be abandoned by the federal government, and they don't know if their town's going to be wiped off the map. And it's really sad when you're talking to these people because they are terrified that this town that they grew up in, that they've lived in for their entire lives, is going to be completely demolished by people having to leave, people scared to even come back to the town. There's a myriad of people that do not believe the EPA's assessment that the town is okay to go back into, so they just haven't bothered. And that is a really scary thing, to think that the federal government cannot be trusted enough to be able to tell us whether or not it's safe to go in an area like this.
Well, they forced the COVID vaccines on the country, so I think they can't be trusted. But I'm just interested, as a factual matter, is the EPA tracking where this cloud of chemicals went? I mean, it was a local problem, it became a regional problem. Do we have any information on the effects of those clouds of chemicals?
Yeah, so Tucker, the EPA is not releasing a lot of the data that that they've supposedly been collecting. They were supposed to release data last week on water samples, right? How was the water supply contaminated? Was groundwater contaminated? They have not done any of that. okay? That's another thing that residents are complaining about a lot, because they don't even know if they can trust their own tap water. They don't want to turn on their taps. A lot of these people do have wells, but they have no clue if their groundwater has been contaminated.
It's just beyond belief.
How do you live like that? This is America. This is a first world country. I mean...
Yeah, or was. Nick Soldier, I sure appreciate that report from the scene in East Palestine, Ohio. Thank you.
Gentleman from Ohio is recognized for 2 minutes.
Thank the gentleman for yielding. Mr. Speaker, in his opening remarks, the Democrat chair of the Rules Committee said that Republicans last week voted to overturn the results of an election. Guess who the first objector was on January 6, 2017? First objector. The Democrat chair of the Rules Committee. And guess which state he objected to? Alabama. The very first state called. Alabama. President Trump, I think, won Alabama by like 80 points. Actually, he won it by 30 points. They can object to Alabama in 2017, but tell us we can't object to Pennsylvania in 2021? Pennsylvania, where the state Supreme Court just unilaterally extended the election to Friday? Pennsylvania, where the Secretary of State unilaterally changed the rules, went around the legislature in unconstitutional fashion. Pennsylvania, where county clerks in some counties, and you can imagine which counties they were, let people fix their ballots against the law, cure their ballots, their mail-in ballots, direct violation of the law. And they tell us we tried to overturn the election. Guess who the second objector was in 2017? The individual managing the impeachment for the Democrats. Americans are tired of the double standard. They are so tired of it. Democrats object to more states in 2017 than Republicans did last week, but somehow we're wrong. Democrats can raise bail for rioters and looters this summer, but somehow when Republicans condemn all the violence this summer, the violence last week, somehow we're wrong. And Democrats can investigate the President of the United States, as Mr. Hoyer went through, try to impeach him, investigate him for 4 years, but will not look at an election that 80 million Americans, half the electorate, 80 million Republicans and Democrats have their doubts about. I said this last night. I do not know where all this goes, and this is frightening for the country. We should defeat this rule, and we should defeat the impeachment resolution when it comes up.
Gentlemen's time's expired. Gentleman from Oklahoma Reserve, gentlemen.